This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Spray is powered by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Our apologies. We are not on YouTube this morning. Not yet.
Audio might be working, but you're not going to get...
I don't know what the camera is. Technical issues are happening. Swag is definitely not going to be able to fix this. We need somebody more experienced to help us with this.
Somebody help, please.
But today's Daily Ticker, an early edition here, brought to you by Pelican Brewing, who brings you today's ticker with four locations along the Oregon coast. Fly over to a Pelican location, enjoy epic views and local brews all year long. Pelican Brewing looks forward to seeing you at the coast. And our good friend Max Chadwick of PFF, football analyst at PFF, also the co-host of PFF's college football show, and he definitely hates your school, is getting ready for the NFL Combine, and the NFL Draft is just around the corner. This is probably one of his favorite times of the year because he gets to mix both the NFL and the college game. He's on Twitter, at CFB Max Chadwick. Good morning, Max. Thanks for hopping on with us. I want to start with a topic we were doing yesterday, and I want to get you as the tiebreaker here. My co-host loves Abdul Carter, as do I. I think he's a stud player. We watched him all year at Penn State. He maybe can't miss, but the Tennessee Titans are on the clock, and Will Levis sucks. Cam Ward says, don't pass me up. I think Cam Ward's going to be really good. My co-host not as convinced. I don't know where you lie on Cam Ward, but when you're a team with no quarterback and you were advising the Tennessee Titans, who would you tell them to take at number one in the NFL draft?
Ooh, good question, guys. Honestly, I probably would go with a quarterback. I actually think Shador Sanders might be my number one quarterback in this class. I think he just sees the game at such a high level, and I understand that the ceiling maybe isn't as high as a guy like Cam Ward, but I think the floor is just so high. There's still some gunslinger tendencies with Cam Ward that you got to get rid of. Like, kind of reminds me of Jordan Love in a lot of ways. So I like Shador Sanders a lot. I think he might be who I go with number one. And it's actually pretty interesting because Brian Callahan, the head coach of the Titans, he used to be the Bengals offensive coordinator. And he said that when he watched Shador Sanders, he actually sees some Joe Burrow in him. So clearly he likes what he sees in Shador Sanders. And I think he's still in the running for the number one overall pick, in my opinion.
How much of a concern is the Abdul Carter injury that he's coming off of? He's not going to participate at the Combine this weekend. Anything lingering there, or is that not a concern for NFL teams?
I don't think it's a concern, really. I think, you know, it sucks that he can't go out there and compete at the Combine because he would be one of the best athletes in attendance. So that does stink that we're not going to be able to see just what his numbers are, but we should get them at Penn State's Pro Day. And, yeah, like you said, it's a shoulder injury that happened about a month ago. So I'm not really too concerned about that. That should not really affect him in the pre-draft process at all.
Max, where are you at on Travis Hunter? I really liked Travis Hunter. I thought he was a lot of fun to watch in college. I had no problems with him winning the Heisman. If you give it to him or Ashton Jeanty, I would have been fine with either one. Had a great college career. I, as a non-PFF employee, I really struggle with the idea that you take him with even in the top five. I mean, probably an elite cornerback, I think, is what he's going in as, but people still think he's going to try to do both side stuff in the NFL. Where are you at on taking Travis Hunter in the top 3 to 5?
Honestly, I think he's the best non-quarterback in the draft, honestly. And I would personally, if I needed everything on my team and besides quarterback, say, I probably would take him first, honestly. I think he's that special of a talent. And listen, I think he can play a little bit of both, where I think he can be a full-time corner, can play like maybe 15 to 20 snaps a game at wide receiver. I mean, that saves you a roster spot on for a team, right? So that's very valuable in itself. Obviously, he's playing two of the most valuable positions in the NFL, and corner and wide receiver is very valuable too. I think he's a special, special talent. And I think, honestly, if he played one or the other just full-time, you can make an argument he's the best corner in the draft, and he may even be at least a top two or three receiver in the draft as well.
Is there a team that's obvious for you just looking at the way that – I know there could be trades, but if they're, the draft order doesn't largely change, and let's say the top 10, is there a team that really sticks out for you that makes a ton of sense to take Hunter?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the top five especially, I think the New England Patriots, number 4 overall, should really be targeting him. I think he's a guy that can help out Drake May as a receiver and then also form one of the best corner pairings in the NFL with Christian Gonzalez. And then if he does not go number 4 overall – I think Jacksonville should sprint the card in number 5 overall because you can get Trevor Lawrence another weapon there, which is very much needed. There's rumors that Christian Kirk might not be there that much longer in Jacksonville. So if you can get Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr. as a duo, that'd be fantastic. And then also Jacksonville has a really big need at corner right now. So I think Travis Hunter, honestly, I think at minimum should be the number 5 overall pick.
We got our eyes out here in the Northwest on a couple of Ducks who might have the chance to be drafted in the first round. Seems like there's a pretty good chance. Josh Connerly, after the year that he had at left tackle, and then Derek Harmon transferring in from Michigan State. I've seen a lot of mocks that have him going in the first round. So I'm just curious where you're at on both those guys and if there's anybody else from Northwest schools that you see maybe slipping into a first-round pick position.
Yeah, I think Connerly especially. Connerly's a guy I could very much see going in the first round. I think he's a very clean tackle prospect overall. He's been really good pass protector at Oregon over the last couple of years. And then, like you said, Derek Harmon had a massive breakout year, I felt like, this past year as both a run defender and pass rusher. I could see him going in the first round. I don't know if I would take Harmon in the first round, but at this point, I've seen a lot of mocks and from hearing from some people that he might be end up being a first-round pick. So those two especially, I'm very, very high on. And I don't really know – I think of other Northwest schools that will have first-round picks, and there probably are some of them, but those are the two, especially at the top. Like you just mentioned, those two right there are pretty clearly the top two guys, it feels like, from the Northwest.
PFF football analyst and co-host of PFF's College Football Show, Max Chadwick, our guest here for the Daily Ticker on Twitter, at CFB. Max Chadwick, a lot of hype about the tight ends in this draft. We know Tyler Warren is an absolute stud. How many can't-miss tight ends are in this draft, according to you?
Can't miss, I would probably say 2. I would take 2 tight ends in the first round. And honestly, it's pretty rare to have any tight end go in the first round. So the fact that we have 2 first-round caliber players is pretty special. We have 2 very different tight ends that I think will have taken the first round. Tyler Warren, like you just mentioned before, and Colston Lovell, the other one from Michigan. Warren, more of your classic tight end, more of like a George Kittle. And Loveland's more of like a Travis Kelce, right? So obviously Warren's going to be the guy that is me a really good blocker in addition to being a really good athlete and obviously a really, really good talented pass catcher as well. Loveland is almost like another receiver out there. The way he moves at his size is absolutely ridiculous. So they're two very different tight ends and 2 tight ends that they'll need to be used in very different roles, but 2 equally talented players, in my opinion, that should both be first-round picks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Is there anybody else that's like outside, you know, a lot of mocks have very similar names going in the top 10. Is there anybody outside of that that you look at, maybe that's right now projected, maybe middle of the first round, back end of the first round, that you think is incredibly undervalued and should be considered to be a higher pick if you were an NFL GM?
Yeah, I think one of them that really stands out is James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher from Tennessee. I've seen some mocks where he goes to the Chiefs or the Eagles at 31 or 32. I think that's how you keep those teams at the top of the NFL, if you let a player like that slip to them. I think he's a top 10 talent in this draft. He's a freak athlete, the edge rusher from Tennessee. And the thing I love about him is that he has been like a top 2 to 3 pass rusher in college football in each of the last 2 years, and he's still pretty raw overall. So the fact that, yes, it is, he's got to develop, obviously, but the fact that he was that dominant in the SEC without many moves to speak of just points to a very, very high ceiling for James Pierce Jr. I personally think Pierce is closer to Abdul Carter than he is to any other edge in this draft.
Big year for running backs. Derrick Henry, a big addition for the Ravens, had a great year. And obviously Saquon Barkley eclipsing 2,000 yards and winning the Super Bowl and probably being the MVP of that team, putting them over the top. I don't know if the value contract-wise will ever get back to what we once thought it was, but I am curious, how does an Ashton Jeanty get looked at now in this draft, given what we just saw Saquon do, and how does he compare to a Saquon Barkley in terms of what you think he'll be as a pro?
Yeah, honestly, it could not have been a better year for Ashton Jeanty, right? He had a record-setting season by almost all PFF metrics. Obviously, he came up just short of Barry Sanders' record, and like you just mentioned right there, there's kind of a resurgence, a renaissance for running backs right now in the NFL, and yeah, I think that's a great thing for Ashton Jeanty, and he should be a top 10 to 15 pick because of it. I think Ashton Jeanty, just in terms of how good of a football player he is, I argue he's the second best player in the draft behind Travis Hunter, honestly. I think it's those two are the best football players in this draft. So I could see Jeanty going top 10, top 15. I think Dallas at number 12 overall feels like his floor almost. He's a special talent, man. And I think, you know, the question is not, is Ashton Jeanty the best running back in this draft? It's like, okay, how does he compare to Saquon Barkley or Bijan Robinson as like the best running back prospects of recent memory? Because both those guys are top 10 picks as well. Jeanty, I think, is on that level, honestly. I think he's that good. And running back's a position where it's pretty easy to scout, right? You kind of know who are the guys coming out of college or not, and it's pretty easily translatable to the NFL. Jeanty is one of those guys. So he could absolutely be a top five running back in the NFL. And I think that in this day and age in the NFL, it's probably worth a top 15 pick.
Well, we talked about Cam Ward. We talked about Shedeur Sanders. I think the over-under on quarterbacks going in the first round is 2.5. Does Max Chadwick like the over? And if he does, who's the third guy?
If I was a GM, I probably wouldn't. I would only take those two, and then the next guy I would take is probably like late second round, early third round. But you never know, right? There's a lot of teams that are pretty desperate for a quarterback. So you could see a guy like Jackson Dart, right? He's a guy that has moved up boards, it feels like, a lot over the last few months. He's a guy that could emerge in this class. So he's definitely got to keep an eye on. I don't really think anyone else is a real shot. I know Tyler Shuck from Louisville has gotten a lot of buzz, but I personally don't think he should be going that high. But yeah, I think Jackson Dart, if there is going to be one that makes it three quarterbacks in the first round, it probably would be Jackson Dart from Ole Miss.
Final one, we'll get you out of here because we do appreciate your time, and I know you got a busy day with work and interviews. Where is the buzz for this draft when you talk with scouts, other football media members, like just the general, hey, this is a great draft, this is going to be kind of a crazy draft, where is that for this one?
Yeah, I think last year was a very offensive-heavy draft. This year it feels very defensive-heavy. I think the defensive line class, both at D-tackle and edge, is loaded, right? So I think that's great. It's a really good corner class, I feel like, too. The safety class is really good as well. Yeah, I think it's a very defensive-heavy draft, and I think it is talented. There are some areas where, obviously, it's lacking compared to past years, and I think that's why some people think it's a down year for a draft. I don't think it's that much of a down year. I just think at the major positions like quarterback and wide receiver, it's not as good as years past. But I think a defensive line at running back, it's absolutely loaded as well. I think that's where you can make your living in this draft.
Here we go. Good stuff, man. He's a good friend of the show. He has been for some time. He does great work at PFF.com. It's where you can find him. Max Chadwick, co-host of PFF's College Football Show on Twitter, at CFB Max Chadwick. Max, thanks so much for the time, man. We always appreciate it. Really appreciate it today. Continued success, and hopefully we can catch up with you soon. Enjoy the NFL draft.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.